The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's become a daily occurrence on this show to remind you of the attacks on small business owners that are experienced right now in the United States. And I love entrepreneurs. I appreciate people with a great story. Papa John's Pizza, one of my favorite brands, by the way. And if you look at me, you know I don't miss the meal bell too often. Papa John Schnatter is the founder and former chairman CEO of Papa John's International, Inc. He is an American business icon. John, you started making pizzas out of a broom closet in your dad's tavern. Now, that's what the print says. Is that true?
Yeah, we were selling $5 pizzas out of the back of Daddy's Tavern, 50 cents for a game of pool, and 50 cent beers. And that was our start. And we had a big time at it. It was a lot of fun. One of my most memorable days was making that broom closet profitable. So, yes, broom closet.
This is pretty cool because I want to talk to you about what big government is doing to small businesses in America. I want to talk about a recent poll that came out, CNBC. Their polling indicates 75% of small businesses are undergoing, you know, they're just getting pounded. I want to get to all that in just a moment. But I first want to talk, I want to talk personal to you. I'm not kidding you. I love Papa John's brand. But when you left your position as chairman and CEO, it was unbelievable in real time. I have to say this, to watch the quality of the product go down. It was unreal. It was almost like you had this visionary, you had this guy, John Schnatter, who was running the store, and then when you weren't, it was like the quality deteriorated across the board. Now, I think they're coming back. I think they're trying. Am I crazy, or was there a cause effect there when you left that position that the brand and the great product that you came up with suffered?
Yes. You know, the old adage, what gets measured gets done and what gets rewarded gets repeated. Everything at Papa John's starts with that store level operator, that manager, and that great team in that store.
Right.
And we used to measure, we were ferocious about measuring the quality of the pizza, the service, the image, et cetera. And the first thing they did when I left, one of two things. One is they took the principles out of the company. We had a program called Go Left, which we ran our company on fundamental universal principles of truth, mutual respect, transparency, win-wins, collaborative alliances. The second thing they did, which was crazy, is they took out the matrix by which we measure the quality. And if you don't measure it, they won't do it. Rob Lentz, the CEO, and I push him a little bit here and there because I know how to push his buttons. He and I agree to disagree on this. He thinks that the company is doing well, $130 a share, because of things he's put in place. I think a monkey, frankly, could run Papa John's better than Rob Lentz is running it. I think they're getting away with this because of COVID. You have a captive audience. You have a monopoly. So the quality and service have deteriorated. A lot. Now, you could argue my quality standards are not as good or is not as effective, as not as desirable, say, as Rob Lentz and the present board. We can have that debate. No doubt they make the product different today than we did 3 years ago. No doubt about that. They've changed the recipes. They've changed how you put it together, et cetera. The one thing that's non-debatable is the consistency. Right. We've ordered over 800 Papa John pizzas the last 20 months, 30 months, excuse me. And the consistency, as Ray Kroc says, your quality is only as good as your consistency.
Right.
The product is no longer consistent. Incongruity builds mistrust. If the consumer can't rely on a quality, consistent product with good service, then you don't have what we call demonstrable value. And sooner or later, the fundamentals will catch up to this way of doing business. It just hasn't yet because of COVID.
It's pretty incredible. I'm glad I wasn't crazy because I didn't think I was imagining it, and I thought, man, there's a parallel course here between you not running the show anymore and then the quality deteriorating. But today, when we look around in December of 2021, you see this deterioration across the board, customer service in general. And I just struggle with, I mean, what's the cause here? And you're a bright guy, and I've been looking forward to the opportunity of getting to ask you about this. This week, I went to my bank branch in St. Petersburg, Florida. The branch closed, and I had to, so I slept across town to the other branch. What happened to the one in downtown St. Pete? Staff shortages. We can't get people to work. This is happening, and you have to understand, John, I'm a consumer, a big time. I'm out, fast food, pizzas, bank, grocery store. I mean, I'm, probably an above average consumer in terms of my how often I have that customer service experience. John, it's bad right now in America. It's bad across the board, north, south, east, and west. It can't all be COVID, is it?
No, not at all. To your point, free markets and capitalism and entrepreneurship work. What I mean by work, they make everybody's standard of living, quality of life better. That's what free markets do. And when you tinker in any way, shape, or form with free market dynamics, you always pay for it with a deterioration in quality and services. And that's what you're experiencing. In this particular case, the government has paid people through entitlements not to work. Mm-hmm. The craziest concept I've ever heard in my life, you get paid not to work. So that's created a huge labor shortage in this country by fooling with and tinkering with free market dynamics, thus services and goods deteriorate.
But here's what I don't understand. A lot of the pandemic assistance, and I'm with you philosophically, it doesn't make a lot of sense to be incentivized not to work. I know people personally who said, hey, I put my feet up. I was making actually more money from the government than I was in my regular job. That's a problem. But John, haven't most of those benefits run out? Why is there still such a dramatic labor shortage in America?
Yeah, when I gave interviews 24 to 30 months ago, my biggest concern was the psychology on the American worker. Habits, good or bad, are formed within 20 days. We now have paid people and incentivized people not to be productive. We've robbed them of their dignity of doing a great day's work, and that habit's going to be awfully tough to break. We were hoping Papa John's, and I love the franchisees, and they're doing quite well through this, even though the labor situation is a total nightmare to what you were saying, right, is that they can't get people to come to work. They can't keep people to show up. And, Papa John's real, Papa means people are priority one always. Mm-hmm. We're not in the pizza business. We really are in the people business. And one of our biggest successes was we motivated people by setting very high standards, very high goals, and then we rewarded them immensely for doing a good job. And right now, I'm not sure what incentive it's going to take to get the American worker to go back to work and start being productive and providing great service and great quality of products and having a great attitude. I'm not sure what it's going to take to get the American.
I don't either. And I got to press you a little harder on this because, again, I've got enormous respect for you and your business acumen. And I this is such a mystery to me. This labor shortage is something that people, it's like everybody's talking about it, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody really acknowledges it much in the media. I'm talking about day to day customer interaction. It is a nightmare across the board. And I get what you're saying, but something happened, John. Something, it's like a switch got flipped. What was that switch that suddenly, again, the pandemic money has largely run out. People need jobs, I would think. You want a decent day's work for a decent day's pay. What is the thing that changed that suddenly bank branches are closing across the country and stores are going out of business because they can't get anybody who works there? What happened?
Well, to your point, the biggest issue here is the mainstream media it's a con game. They're con artists. They con reality. And so when there is an issue, and if you talk to a Papa John's franchisee, they'll tell you the biggest number one issue they have is getting people to work. I was with the local Jets franchisee, five-store operator here in Louisville, Kentucky, several weeks ago. And I said, talk to me about this labor. He said, well, it's a problem. I said, well, people don't show up or they're late. What do you do? He said, well, we don't do anything. We can't.
Right.
So the labor force has the entrepreneur by the throat right now. Mm-hmm. What's an interesting statistic is 56% of the American people live paycheck to paycheck. I found that number staggering. Yet they don't show up for work or they show up late. So the pendulum has swung way out of whack here with supply and demand of labor. It will swing back. And see, I don't like these wild swings back and forth. I like, yeah, you know, free market dynamics where it has some kind of equilibrium. But to answer your question, it swung way off the charts. Yeah. It will swing back. When and where? It's like, when's the stock market going to crash?
Sure
it's going to crash. When? Nobody knows.
John Schnatter is with us. He's the founder of Papa John's Pizza. Let's talk about this poll that came out this week. CNBC, 75% of small businesses are being pounded by the supply chain crisis, by a 30-year high inflation. Again, they don't even talk about the labor shortage much in this polling. For some reason, it's like the unspoken truth. I still don't fully get it. But what? There's just no question, John, there's a war against small business owners in America. We've always lifted up entrepreneurs. We've always believed that that's part of the American dream. Start your own business, build your own company, have success. That American dream, it seems, has turned into a bit of a nightmare, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I love America. I love humanity, and I love entrepreneurs. When you start out as an entrepreneur and you walk a mile in their shoes and you know what it's like to make payroll and not be able to get supplies and all the things you have to do to make a small business work, you have empathy because you've actually done it. I started in 1984. How lucky was I? Reaganomics. Mm-hmm. Everything starts at the top. We're talking about an attitude here. This administration and this president, for some reason, are anti-small business. And small business is 60% of our new jobs. So right. If you're going to hurt 60% of the new jobs by your policies, then there must be some other hidden agenda here that we're not seeing.
I wish I understood what it was, but I'm grateful for wisdom from folks like you who seem to have a good grasp on it. What are you doing these days? Tell us about your life and what's a day in the life of Papa John like?
Well, I've done some deals with some health fitness places. I've looked at getting involved with a few other chains. I'm building an organic farm. We did a test farm this past summer. And I've had about as much fun with organic farming as anything I've ever done. Plus, it's good for people. It makes people healthier and happier. So I'm going to build a little bit bigger version of it this summer and play with Papa's Farms and, keep helping and supporting the people that want to get this country back on track. I mean, America works when America works. We got to put America back to work. And we've got a lot of great leaders coming up with Herschel Walker and DeSantis and, of course, Trump to try to get this country back on track to policies and principles that have made America great for over 200 years and will continue to make us great. We just got to get back to the basics.
There's a phrase that has been coined, cancel culture. You know a thing or two about cancel culture. Can you share with me what that feels like to be on the receiving end of, I call it the beast. You know, the beast gets injured or revved up and the beast will try to take you out. I go through it every day. I talk every day about a fellow entrepreneur named Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Mike is fighting for election integrity and man, they've kicked his product out of all the big box stores. And yet every day my listeners buy thousands of dollars of product from MyPillow. I think it's as much to get a good night's sleep with a good pillow as it is to support a warrior like Mike Lindell. What's that like to, it had to have taken a toll on you. Share with us that feeling of the effort to cancel somebody because of something from the past or something you've said or something you've done. I'm sure you could write about 10 books on the subject of cancel culture.
And we're writing one right now as we speak, but it's like the story of the harem, the dragon that when you cut off a head, it grew two more.
Right.
You have to do what Dave Portnoy did, what John Gruden's doing. you just have to fight the good fight. And the beautiful thing about conservative principles, and I don't want to confuse the average man or woman as far as Democrat or Republican, because both little parties are doing what they think's best for their family and their friends, and they're doing what they think's in their best interest. But your elite progressive liberal left has no regard for humanity, none. And fortunately, they don't stand for nothing. Their principles have no meaning, no backing. The conservative principles of free markets, freedom of speech, entrepreneurship, hustling, getting ahead, those principles have worked for since this country was founded by folks that came around from all the world to live the American dream. So the people on the left have nothing to fight for because their policies don't work. The people on the right have everything to fight for, and they will die for it. And that's, people are waking up. This movement is, we talked about the pendulum, it's swinging back. You can feel people, they're saying enough is enough. And when you can't get goods and services and your government is printing money like drunk sailors and devaluating your purchasing power, and you're opening the borders to child trafficking and drugs, which is hurting the whole country, you do with the stunt they pulled in Afghanistan, people are waking up and saying, this is crazy, because it is crazy.
I feel like we're surrounded. We're like in an institution. I swear the line I've used the last 2 years has been, if winged monkeys swooped down and picked me up and took me off into the sunset, I wouldn't be surprised. The new line is, if they burned down the Fox News All-American Christmas tree in the middle of New York City, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, look at what they did. I mean, is there a better metaphor for what we're going through in America than watching that tree on fire lit by an arsonist? I mean, I saw the graphic this morning when I got up to go to work. Arsonist burns down All-American Christmas tree on Fox News Square. John, are you kidding me?
Yes, and you have to look at it from the perspective of neutrality and love and understanding. Right. When people are angry and they're jealous and they have hate and they are envious and they're bitter and they're shameful, they do not function at a level of consciousness and awareness as somebody that functions from kindness, you know, courtesy, mutual respect, and love. So it's hard to argue when somebody's in this state of mind of anger. The left is angry. They tear things up. They attack people, you and I, et cetera, everybody else, parents of students. They're in a state of anger. So they don't have the ability to be rational or logical.
And they're mean, you know,
well, they're full of hate and anger. Full of anger and hate. And when you're full of anger and hate, you don't get to the stage of being rational or logical, much less to a state of understanding and respect and love. So anger does strange things to people's ability to function from a high intellectual spot. And that's what you're dealing with. People on the left, I have friends that are on the left. I hate Trump. I'm like, you hate? Why would you hate somebody?
Right.
I mean,
how can you hate a stranger? How can you hate somebody you've never met?
Well, they're full of hate.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, by the way, when you hate somebody, all you're projecting is your inner inadequacies on somebody else. Sure. So all the left that hates Trump, they're accusatory. And the left, when they're being accusatory, they're already doing what they're accusing the other person doing, i.e. the Russian hoax and all this other thing. And what they did to fund the police, et cetera. It's just nonsense.
I watched him sit down with Mark Levin Sunday night on Fox News, and I thought, man, oh, man, how different things were under President Trump. And frankly, John, I would have never predicted that an administration like the Biden administration could go off the rails as dramatically and as quickly as it has. Did you see this coming?
Well, with the speed of communication, it helps the cause and effect aspect of it. We'll talk about the Keystone Pipeline, 800,000 barrels a day on a 20 million barrel day consumption, 4%. You cut that pipeline off, cause and effect, price is going to go up. Price of gas is going to go up. So the cause and effect of tampering with free markets and freedom of speech and people's liberties does have cause and effect. And what's happening is it just happens real quick. Biden has done so many things negative from soup to nuts to hurt this country it begs the question, did he do it intentionally? Is he that stupid or did he do it intentionally? And he may be that stupid, but he's really not running the show. And the people around him that are running the show are not that stupid. So I don't know what the end game here is. Why you want to destroy America? Why, you know, Trump protected our border. He built a great economy. He built a great defense. We now have missiles coming in from China. We didn't see them coming. We didn't see them going. If you don't see them coming and you don't see them going, how are you going to blow it up? That would have never stood the light of day under President Trump. And I don't know the end game here with the left. Are they trying to decrease the population? Are they trying to hand us over to China? Are they trying to make the average man and average woman who work their tail off every day to make this country great? Are they trying to destroy their lives? I don't understand the end game here with Obama, Clinton, Soros, and the Biden administration. I simply don't understand where they're headed with this.
Well, none of it is good, but thankfully 2022 is around the corner. 2024 will be here. We got to flood the polls. We got to get it right. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter for Papa John. I want to read your book. Good luck with that. And thank you for your voice. I appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Mike.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.